CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, and now it's time for Adult Kindergarten. And as many of you may know, tomorrow at Folkfest, Angine de Poitrine will be playing. And in honor of that, here is Sherpa from Angine de Poitrine, Volume 1.
Thank you. no one has a head.
Okay, and that was Devo with Satisfaction. And before that, we heard the B-52s with Planet Claire. And the reason I was playing those is, of course, both of those bands will be playing on Sunday, September 27th at the Rogers Arena in Vancouver, BC. That's pretty exciting. And, of course, I started the whole show off tonight with Angine de Poitrine, who are playing at the Folk Fest tomorrow, and we heard Sherpa from their album Volume 1. Well, friends and neighbors, my name's Jeff, and I have a special guest in the studio tonight. My dad is here, and he's going to do the weather for you. Hey, Dad.
Hi, guys. It's 25 degrees out and mostly cloudy, and with the barometers falling and a slight chance of rain, about 30% chance of rain. But that's only the bad news. The good news is it's going to be sunny for the next 5 days with a high on Friday of 30, 33, 36, 36, 30, and 29 for the next 5 days.
Wow, pretty awesome. Yeah, thanks, Dad. Okay, so I'm in the studio with my dad tonight, and you know, one of the things that one of the loves that we both share is we're both fans of James Bond. Is that not true?
That's right on, man.
Yeah, well, I've decided for the next set of music, I'm going to play some James Bond themes, and we're going to start off, this is the theme from Dr. No.
is through, I fly to you from Russia with
cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin, but don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. Kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel.
Strikes like thunderbolt. are all gone. His fight goes on and but he thinks that the fight is worth it all. So he strikes like thunder.
Need love, for what good will love Hold your breath and count to ten. Feel the earth move and then hear my heart burn.
Right, and that was our James Bond set right there. Just to go back through things, we heard Adele with Skyfall, and that was the only theme to a non Sean Connery James Bond movie. Because I mean, Sean Connery is my favorite Bond, and I think he's your favorite Bond as well.
For sure.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about this. I'm just going to go back through the list of what I played. Shirley Bassey with Diamonds Are Forever. Nancy Sinatra with You Only Live Twice. Tom Jones with Thunderball. Matt Monroe with From Russia with Love. Shirley Bassey again with Goldfinger. And an instrumental started things off, John Barry, with the James Bond theme, the original one with From Dr. No. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your history with James Bond. And you were telling me like about that time that you went to see Dr. No in the theaters.
Yeah, when I went to see Dr. No, nobody was there. The theater was half sold and half empty. And Dr. No was just another third-rate movie until the next one came along, which was From Russia with Love. And that's when the Bond series took off.
It's crazy, right? Like, it's got to be the longest-running film franchise there is, really.
Yeah, I remember telling my parents about that, about what a great... what a great movie From Russia with Love was. And, of course, they didn't believe me. So I eventually dragged them off to see Goldfinger, and they were sold right away.
I think Goldfinger gets my vote as being best Bond movie. I mean, it's hard to say, but I think that's probably the definitive.
Well, everybody was really thrilled about the cars and the gimmicks.
Yeah, absolutely. And Oddjob is a heck of a henchman. So here's a question for you. Okay, who are your top three Bonds? We know Sean Connery's number one. Who takes second and third for you?
Roger Moore was pretty good, I thought. And I think I'm not a big fan of Daniel Craig, but Roger Moore, and who was another one?
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, Pierce didn't do a bad job. George Lazenby, he sort of he flamed out. But see,
that's interesting because my top three Bonds are Sean Connery number one, and Daniel Craig number two, but for me, George Lazenby is number three. I think he's great. I think On Her Majesty's Secret Service is a great Bond movie.
Yeah, I'm really not interested in a Bond movie unless Sean Connery's in it, because Sean Connery is James Bond.
Yeah, that's true. But also, like, playing Blofeld in that movie, you have Telly Savalas, like Kojak as Blofeld. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah, he was a big star back then.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get into some 60s garage rock now, and I'm going to play the Trashmen. Okay, this is Surfin' Bird.
Well, everybody knows about the bird.
Yeah, everyone knows about the bird.
Bad's a winner, well, a bird, bad, bad. Bird is a winner, well, a bird, bad, bad. Well, a bird is a winner, well, a bird, bad, bad. The bird's a winner, well, a bird, bad, bad. Well, a bird is a winner. Ma 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 ma
Funniest sound I ever heard. And I can't understand a single word. Is he serious or is he playing? Oh, mama, is all he saying? Papa, who? Papa, 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 who?
Since he left me, you're always there. see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry.
Hey, and we're back. CKUW 95.9 FM. The name of the show is Adult Kindergarten, and I'm Jeff, and I'm here every Thursday night from 7:30 to 9, and I'm here tonight with my dad. Hey, Dad.
Hey. Hi, Jeff.
So let's go over what we heard. Chad Allen and the Expressions, and I was just telling Dad off air the story of this 45 by Chad Allen and the Expressions. You know, Chad Allen and the Expressions, they had a few hits already, but they wanted to up the ante a little bit. So when they released Shaken All Over, they just put the name, the word Guess Who on it. So the DJs would be like, who is this band? Not knowing that it's really Chad Allen and the Expressions. But then they decided to keep the name, the Guess Who. And then eventually Burton left the band and the rest is history.
Yeah, I remember the Guess Who, but I don't remember Chad Allen very well.
There you are, yeah.
The Guess Who are very popular in my generation.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So this is the big hit before American Woman was also a huge international hit, right?
If you say so.
Yeah. Before that, we had question mark in the Mysterians with 96 Tears. The Cramps with Human Fly from Bad Music for Bad People. The Rivingtons with Papa Oo Mau Mau, which is a very similar song to The Surf Men with Surfin' Bird.
Yeah. The Trash Men.
What did I say? The Surf Men? Oh, the Trash Men. Yeah, I labeled that wrong. I have to fix that. The Trash Men. Yeah. Good catch.
Yeah, the Trash Men were sort of a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. You know who else was a one-hit wonder? And unfortunately, this individual tragically died in an airplane accident with Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens. I'm talking about the Big Bopper. Do you remember the Big Bopper?
Oh, for sure. Big Bopper, yep.
Yeah. Yep. He had a big hit with Chantilly Lace.
Had a funny face with a
ponytail.
A ponytail hanging down.
Well, this is, I'm going to play another Big Bopper song. And this one's a really fun one because he's taken a whole bunch of novelty tunes and squeezed them together into this amazing song called The Purple People Eater Meets the Witch Doctor. Let's listen.
Walking through the woods and not far from town, I got real shook, I heard the strangest sound. I saw the purple people eater, and to my surprise, the witch doctor sitting by his side. The witch doctor had a little guitar in his hand, and they were popping and rocking with a two-piece band. Purple was a blowing like a people eater should. Witch doctor picked like Johnny B. Good. They went a I got trouble, that's what he said. Girls keep laughing about the horn in my head. The witch doctor smiled and I heard him say, yeah, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play. There in the moonlight it seemed so strange as they blowed a chorus of home on a rain. They were coming on strong like rock and roll stars. Played the sweetest music of the side of Mars. They went up. Cats from outer space were giving it all, and I could tell the way they rocked that they were having a ball. They were coming on strong, I was clapping my hands. Stopped long enough to say,
easy man.
So at twilight time, when the sun goes down, back in the woods on the edge of town, people all together from a mile around, to hear Doc and Old Purple play the crazy sounds. They go,
ooh,
yeah.
I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine. Hey man, dig that, was that a red stop sign? Transfusion, transfusion, I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud. I jump in my rod about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with that chick of mine. I cross the center line, man, you gotta make time. Transfusion, oh man, I got the cotton picking convolutions. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce. My foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead, but I'm a fast riding daddy with a real cool head. I'm a gonna pass a truck on the hill ahead. Transfusion, my red corpse suckles are in mass confusion. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Pour the crimson in me, Jimson. I took a little drink and I'm a feeling right. I can fly right over everything, everything in sight. There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right. transfusion. I'm a real gone pale face, and that's no illusion. I'm a never, never, never gonna speed again. Pass the claret to me, Barrett. Rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. Oh, when you see me coming, better start to pray. I'm a cutting up the road, and I'm the boss all the way. Transfusion, transfusion. Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Pump the fluid in me, Louie. I'm burning up the freeway early this morning. I'm a passing everybody. Oh, nothing but corn, man, out of my way. I don't drive with my horn. Transfusion. Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution. I'm never, never, never gonna speed again. Put a gallon in me, Allen. Oh, barnyard drivers are found in two classes, line-crowding hogs and speeding jackasses. So remember to slow down today. Hey, Daddy-O, make that type O, huh? Attaboy.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, we're back. It's CKUW 95.9 FM. And we just ended things off with, from Mexico City, it's Los Explosivos with Bailando. And before that, we heard The Spiders from Tokyo, Japan with Akai Dress no Onanoko from their album Let's Go, Spiders. And before that, we heard 50s novelty artist Nervous Norvis with the song Transfusion, and started the whole set off with The Big Bopper and Purple People Eater Meets the Witch Doctor. It's pretty good, yeah. I should have played like Sheb Woolley with the Purple People Eater and the Chipmunks with the Witch Doctor side by side with that, but maybe that would have been overkill, right? Yeah, yeah, it would have been. Okay, so we're going to launch into some more music. Here is the Swinging Blue Jeans with Hippie Hippie Shake. So if you're a hippie, it's time for you to shake.
Here's the...
For goodness sake!
Please don't keep me waiting.
Yeah, and that was a Dirty Robber by the Fabulous Wailers there. And you're listening to Adult Kindergarten right here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Just running through the tracks here for you. We just ended things off with... So before the Wailers, we heard Michael and the Messengers with Just Like Romeo and Juliet. And that was one of your requests, Dad.
Yeah, I remember that one from Days Gone.
Yeah. That was from the Nuggets compilation, which is basically like a lot of 60s one-hit wonders and so on. Yeah, a lot of fun. Before that, The Kingsman with Louie Louie.
No, Kingsman.
Yeah, The Kingsman.
Oh, The Kingsman. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, The Kingsman with Louie Louie. Now, you had a little bit of a story about them, right? Like a sports story.
Well, yeah, a little trivia. If you're a Toronto Blue Jays fan, you'll know that they have a new closer. And a closer is a pitcher that comes in the ninth inning to clean things up. Well, they had the new closer, and he's really good. His name is Louis Varland. And whenever Louis Varland comes on, the PA announcers, they play Louis Louie.
Right on, yeah. And before that, we heard the Headcoats with She's in Disguise. The Kinks with Tired of Waiting for You, which is your favorite Kinks song. Your all-time favorite?
No, I just remember that. I remember the Kinks were popular, really popular with that song.
So here's the thing, right? Like, I personally think the Kinks are like right up there with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. But I didn't realize, I watched a documentary recently, and I guess what happened is they got like the brothers, the Davies brothers, they had a big like onstage brawl during one of their U.S. gigs, and they got banned from playing in the States for a couple of years, which totally killed their momentum as a band. So that's the whole that's the only reason the Kinks really aren't as loved as the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
Sounds like John Mellencamp destroying his guitar on the stage.
Something like that, right? Yeah. Okay. More stuff. Taking us out. The Contents Under Pressure is up next. Here's a song that sounds like it came out in the 60s, but it didn't. This came out in the 80s. This is the Pogues with Yeah, 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 Yeah.
Yeah. paper caught in a UFO, but I know it's an UFO. They have it in a lab somewhere, they know more than they're telling. Why won't the government open its files? We have a right to know. New Mexican top secret confidential informant denies all the allegations. Caught in a UFO, but I know it's an IFO. They have it in a lab somewhere, they know more than they're telling. Why don't they tell us what they're hiding? We have a right to know. UFO hoax, the paper read, but it's all packed of lies. Why don't they tell us what they're hiding? We have a right to know.
Yeah.